Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mank from USC for Nature Notes. Trey Royal from Spartanburg Day School deals with third graders up there, and they found something that they couldn't find a match for. They were looking in books to try to match up pictures, and things just didn't quite work out. He sent me a photograph of it. Clearly one of the tree frogs because of those little suction cups on the ends of the toes. But Cope's gray tree frog is the common name for this little tree frog these days. Used to be just the eastern gray tree frog, but there have been divisions made in that species. Beautifully camouflaged. It's found throughout South Carolina. It's one of those frogs that begins to call right before or during or after a rain. My grandmother was very intent on that. When you hear it, the rain's coming, or it's already there, or it's gone.